So Ben announced that it's a new year. I hope that took no one by surprise this morning. Are you excited for the new year? That's not a ringing endorsement, is it, for the new year? Over the last couple years, we've taken this Sunday in our kind of our cycle of church life to pause a little bit and just celebrate God. In part, there's a number of reasons why we do this. The first Sunday of January is our anniversary Sunday as a church. So 23 years ago, Southridge started in the gym next door at Langley Christian, meeting together a small group of people, dreaming that God would do some amazing things. And here we are 23 years later, still trusting God that God would do some amazing things in our church and through us. And so today is one of those moments where we get to just pause and praise God for the things that He has done. I know we've already mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but I thought it would be a great thing to praise God for. In December, we asked you to consider giving towards some gift bags that would go to Haiti and bless our partners there, Starfish Ministries. And we set a goal of about 100, of trying to bless 300 kids, and you guys gave beyond that. And we ended up raising enough money to bless about 850 kids. And we have a couple of pictures because they were handed out this past week. So kids getting the gift bags that you guys gave for, so thank you. We get to celebrate today. We've already prayed for Paul and Julie, but we get to celebrate new beginnings. We have a new staff member, and Paul started this past week, and you could just measure the excitement on the staff on Thursday and Friday as we met for staff meetings and different things. There's just an excitement of bringing someone new into the mix. And so the new year brings those things. We do have a lot to give praise for this morning. And yet, if life is true, there will be a number of you here this morning who, even as we sang, struggle with trying to understand what to give God praise for. You see, the truth is, life isn't always positive, is it? For our family, 2008 was a challenging year. And it got a little bit more challenging 6 days before Christmas, when I got a phone call that no one ever wants to get from your doctor, giving you the results of a biopsy that had happened a week earlier. And he said, "Brent, you have thyroid cancer." Took me a moment because, to be honest, I'm healthy, right? How can I have cancer? I don't feel bad. I feel great. Well, maybe a little tired, but how can I have cancer? And as Pam and I and the kids started to process that, and we talked to our family, and we thought, okay, you know, obviously this is early. I don't feel bad. So then on Christmas Eve, the morning of Christmas Eve, I have an appointment with the oncologist, and he comes in and he says, "Brent, you have stage 3 thyroid cancer. That means it's spread outside your thyroid and it's actually in the lymph nodes of your neck. And we're going to have to do surgery." You see, it's in those moments that we often get clarity in life. It's in the tough moments of life where we often see life for what it truly is. It's in those moments when our illusion that we actually have control over this life is shattered. And it doesn't necessarily have to be about your health. It can be about something going on in your family. It can be about finances. It can be about your marriage, about your kids. There are moments when that truth dawns on us. We actually have no control in this life, as much as we wish we did. And as I was thinking about this morning, trying to go, okay, how do I get up and talk about this? Because if you've been at Southridge for any length of time, you know, I'm okay with sharing some of the tough stuff that Pam and I go through. And yet, this is supposed to be a celebration Sunday, right? We're supposed to praise God. And as I was preparing this week, God reminded me of something that I read a couple months ago as I was reading a small book written by Craig Rochelle. The title is Hope in the Dark. And in that book, he kind of goes through the book of Habakkuk. And if you are familiar with Habakkuk, Habakkuk is given this message by God that God is going to judge Israel for their inability to follow him. And it's not going to be good. It's going to be very tough. And so through the three chapters, Habakkuk works through this message and asks the question why, and he deals with all these things. But at the very end, this is the conclusion that Habakkuk comes through. And verse 17 of chapter 3, he writes this, and he's writing as a conclusion to everything that he's had to think through. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. Habakkuk came to the conclusion that no matter how bad things get, and as we understand, we really have no control in this life. The only way we can get through this life is to come to the conclusion that we must trust God. You see, when we come to these moments where things aren't going great, we usually have three ways to react, don't we? We can just run away and give up, turn our back on God. Or we can try and escape and jump into destructive behaviors to dull the pain. Or we can turn to God and accept the reality of what the circumstance is and trust. You see, trusting in God is not a crutch. I know sometimes our world tells us that, but it's not. Because when we trust in God and we truly believe in who He is, the character of who He is, we can be confident that He is a sovereign God. And that's the conclusion Habakkuk draws, that his confidence is not in what he sees before him, but in who he trusts. Knowing that God is sovereign, knowing that there is more to this life than just our present circumstance. You see, trust, when we truly have it in God, leads to hope. No matter how dark the day is, no matter how big the problem is, it truly does lead to hope, especially if we have that perspective. So even in the darkest of times, even in the hardest of times, you can find something to praise God for. You can. And as I look at my current journey, I already have something I can praise God for. See, my doctor's a Christian, and as we were talking, he says, Brent, I know this is hard for you to hear. It's probably a shock, but you already have a miracle in your journey. I was going, what? He goes, you know that cyst, the thing that you actually came in for, the reason you came to see me, the reason we sent you for all those tests, that cyst was nothing. And it actually has no relation, at least as we can tell, medically to the cancer in your thyroid. There's no correlation between the two. And yet if that cyst hadn't happened, you would still have no idea that you are walking around with cancer in your body. And it would continue to progress and progress and progress until something showed up. But God's given you an opportunity to find this out early. So I'll claim that miracle. I will thank God for that. A couple days ago, I found out that my surgery date is actually going to be January 16th. A lot sooner than the doctor told me, because I thought it was going to be probably February. Again, a little bit of a roller coaster, because it becomes real when you have a surgery date, doesn't it? And all of a sudden, I'm scrambling to make plans that I thought I could put off for at least another couple weeks. And so, I will praise God for the miracle of a cyst. I will praise God for a medical system that gets us in for surgery. I will praise God because I know a number of you have been praying for me and my family. And it's those prayers that has helped us kind of go through this process, not falling apart over days. I understand, as my doctor said, that thyroid cancer, if you're going to get cancer, is maybe one of the best cancers to get. Odd saying that, because the survival rate is pretty good. But here's the reality. People still die every year from thyroid cancer. And so I don't know where this path is going to take me. I know it involves surgery. I know it means being off for a couple of weeks to recover. I know that it means that some of our staff is going to have to step up and do things that they weren't planning to do in January and February. But at the end of the day, here's the reality on a Sunday like this. Each and every one of us, no matter what we're facing, has a choice. We can choose to praise God today, or we can choose not to. And I choose to praise God. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and I come to you probably in a different state of mind than others. And yet we still all have the same opportunity. We all have the opportunity to praise you. And it doesn't matter what we're struggling with. It doesn't matter what concerns are on our mind. It doesn't matter how hurt we feel. It doesn't matter how much we're struggling. It doesn't matter how much we have to give thanks for. It doesn't matter how exciting our life is right now. All that matters is you. And so, Holy Spirit, lift us up today as a church. Keep our eyes on Jesus. May we praise you with our whole heart. Amen.